Hello, and welcome to the Demented Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we talk about anything, including but not limited to PK, Red Towers, Mabinugi, Mysteria Legacy, any other computer game that you're interested in talking about. We also talk about politics and health and all sorts of weird stuff like that. And, well, we haven't given our disclaimer in a while, but basically it's this. Think for yourself. All right? Don't take anything we say 100% gospel. Go out, verify it for yourself. Verify that, you know, hey, that your political overlords are indeed political overlords. Don't assume that it's true just because I say it. All right? Don't assume that the medical establishment is all evil just because we say it. And we will. Because we definitely believe it. And we have experience to back up our claims. But you don't. And our experience is not your experience. So you need to go out and find out for yourself. So, yeah, there's a disclaimer for you. Go think for yourself. Don't take their word for it. Don't take our word for it. The only thing you should take our word for is don't take our word. All right. Anyway. So, yeah, we've talked about a number of things. Last podcast, we played Ron Paul's podcast, his weekly update. And one of the things he brought up, I don't remember which country it was. I think it was Turkey, but, you know, when Kano comes online, he can correct me. Basically, they did what Bernanke was suggesting, everything except actually throwing money out of helicopter windows. All right? They didn't actually do that, but they might as well have, and it has ruined their economy. It has made things difficult for the common man because their money is for shit now. All right? I mean, people think free money? Great. No. Money should be earned, but it should be earned by anybody who uses it. All right? And the money itself should be real. All right? The money we have, it's not real. The people who make it, they get free money because they make it and then they pass it out to us and, you know, they can spend it as they choose. They made it. They can spend it on us and that's how they pass it out to us. And so basically we give them things for free and we don't even know it. We don't even know it. We think, hey, they put dollars in my pocket. Sure, I'll give them anything they want. But what you don't know is they made that dollar out of thin air. It was non-existent before they created it. So basically, they have, out of no value whatsoever, they have created value. And honestly, they're not the ones who created it. You're the one who created it. Because you accepted it. So, yeah. Anyway, so Turkey, I guess it's Turkey. I don't know for sure. I'd have to listen to the podcast again. But they were having economic problems, and so they implemented the stuff that Bernanke and similar we're talking about. It sounds like Kano's now online. Hello, Kano. Yeah, what country was that was brought up in the beginning of Ron Paul's update? Was that Turkey? It was Turkey. All right, so I don't know all the details, but basically they're screwed.
Screwed the boots. Kind of like Greece.
Yeah.
They recently went through the same thing.
Yeah. Is Turkey part of the EU? I don't think it is. But Greece was. And basically, they were dragging down the EU.
Yeah.
You know.
Till they finally bit the dust.
Did they? Did Greece finally bite the dust?
I don't know. I mean, officially, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's still a Greece, and therefore they did not officially bite the dust.
Well, the Greeks could have a brand new government and not even know it.
True.
I mean, supposedly there's been four governments since the revolution here in America.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't.
There's only been one, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well, you know, he gets replaced every time he goes bankrupt.
With who?
Yeah. Well, with whoever they install as the new Uncle Sam.
Oh, by the way, I'm the new Ducktator.
You are the new Ducktator? I don't believe it.
Yeah, Bella said so herself.
Then I'd have to say Bella's full of crap.
We were just having fun with it yesterday.
Yeah, I'd have to say that Bella isn't even really the Ducktator.
No. She's just the mouthpiece.
She's just the mouthpiece. She's the figurehead. She may be powerful. She may be able to do all sorts of crap to people. But for the most part, she can only do that crap because she has backing. You know. You know, these people who say, well, I kept my head down and, you know, and Barr is okay. It's like, do you really want to live keeping your head down? Do you really have fun playing a game where you have to keep your head down?
Right.
Right. If you're an asshole that goes out and kills everybody you see, well, then, yeah, you should be forced to keep your head down. And unfortunately, in this game, the assholes have taken the lead position. So. Now, Bella said to somebody, it's like, well, blah, blah, blah is the reason why this server isn't dead. Now, I'm going to go through, and I'm going to log into all the servers and do a who. And just by count, see which server is more active. Quite frankly, I might move to the least active server. You know? Because then my chances of gaining strength there would be greater, even if there is an asshole. How dare you type in commentary while we're talking? All hail! The new Ducktator is here! Hollow98, can anybody help me with my question? Yeah. Yeah, that's something. Nobody when they answer questions, they turn around and call people noobs. Well, yeah, of course they're noobs if they're asking questions. Help them. Yeah, they ask the same questions over and over again. Yes, they don't bother to read the answers. Me and Bella are hopping off to go watch a movie shortly. Anyway, Kano is in charge. Golden sperm. KOS! Oh, my gosh.
One thing I must say is even though I don't like them, I have fun with them, and they think that we're, like, on great terms.
Well, I know they think they're doing good. But one of the signs that they're doing evil is that when I equated Bella to the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, she said she could empathize with the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah. And she thought that was cool.
Yeah. And Queen of Hearts is basically an evil bitch. With no real redeeming qualities. Granted, maybe the movie version has redeeming qualities, but, you know, that's only because the movies like to mix things up. All right.
Oh, I got a potential new recruit.
Yeah, I think you texted me.
No, another one.
Oh, okay.
This one is for Hemptoria Boot Camp.
Cool.
FZNX.
Oh, yeah. Now they've rearranged the store. You're going to have to come by. And talk to one of the things about opening up the wall so you can put in a Hemptoria gate. And get that started early.
FZNX.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I gotta log in with Hemptoria Boot Camp. I gotta remember that name.
Are people allowed to know that you are Hemptoria Boot Camp?
Yeah. FZNX.
Right. Low temp life. What the heck is Nat going on about? Yeah, Doofus has some major civil engineering projects that he's working on. I'm sure Barr will take credit for them.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. I don't care. I'm building them for my benefit, and I'm sure others will benefit from them. By the way, I see evidence that these long channels that they made for mining have actually reduced the amount of black rock available. There is a building that somebody made where they carved out basically an 8x8 square of what used to be water, made it open field, and they put gates around it. Every other square is a black rock.
Oh, yeah.
So if these mining channels were gone, there would be more black rock.
Well,
the only reason why there wouldn't be more black rock is because more people would be up there gathering it.
Maybe.
I think the only thing that this does is it makes it easier to deal with polar bears.
Well, it makes it easier for mining, too, because you could just go in a straight row.
You can go in a straight row anyway. There's nothing preventing you from walking in a straight line. You know, just because you see a black rock ahead, north of you, you can keep walking in a straight line. I don't think they've forced the black rocks that would have happened in the water. I don't think what they're doing is forcing them to spawn on the tracks. I think all they've done is forced all the ones that would have spawned elsewhere to not spawn.
Yeah, basically it's just, I don't know. Their channels make it to where they all form in a row.
Well, yeah, they form in a row because that's the only place they can form, but the ones that would have formed elsewhere don't form, including the road. I tell you what it does do. It makes one hell of an easy kill trap.
Perhaps.
You're sitting there mining, and a bar member comes along, they decide they want to kill you. There's no place for you to go. Unless somebody cut a channel across the water, and half the time you try to take one of those, and it didn't make it quite far enough, and so you're trapped anyway.
Right.
So. Oh, my God, B-O-N-B-9-N. What in the world does that mean? BMW on my way. $300+ missed to get that.
Well, he's dropping stuff. To be less burdened. Of course, that's pretty useless.
I'm telling him things that are useless to him at the moment. Let's see. The next thing, upgrade Sage Wisdom. I know, I'm being insensitive. But I am telling him useful stuff.
He's leaving a rabbit trail or whatever, breadcrumbs. Why are you telling him useless stuff?
Well, it's not really useless, but I mean, you know, it's, it doesn't help him at the moment. Where are you? Where are you?
I'm right behind him.
Behind me or behind him? Where are you?
Him.
Okay, where are you? What's the coordinates? I'm in Gale.
Oh, the coordinates is 5,300.
5,300? Yeah. I'm at 455,100. All right, so I'm about 600 away from you.
Yeah, we're almost to the farm now.
All right, so you've got his stuff. You picked it up.
Yeah.
I got huge carrying capacity, so I'm on my way. I recently delivered 1,200 pieces of wood to my farm. Now I'm almost 300. Whoa, there's a chaos. I'm walking right past it.
Oh, yeah, we got a chaos in the farm.
It's a level 8 chaos, and it's mad at a raccoon. Just killed it. Now it's after a turtle.
We got a level 27 chaos in the farm.
Yeah, that's one thing. I'm going to learn the statistics on those chaos. I'm going to figure out how to send them. Ah, there's a big building in my way. Ah, that must be the farm, because I see that wall that somebody's been breaking. You got neighbors to the north? Rulers of God are busily breaking a wall just north of you guys.
Ah.
I'm at 318,295. Okay, it's not north of you guys. Well, should I lose some levels over a chaos? I'm at 244,303. I'm almost there.
Actually, we can put the chaos up in here.
Would you say the address was? 250? I just swung right by us, 250. $250,300. There's no gate. Am I in the wrong place?
Keep going south.
Okay. No, the wall gets thinner. Turn the corner. Right or left? East or west?
Hang on.
I see a chaos.
Yeah, that's it. The door's at the top.
Is it? There's no door. I see no door. Oh, it's a level 9 chaos.
Wrong one. Yeah, ours is a level 27.
Okay, I'm now at 294,327. $250,326. I know you told me the coordinates first, but what are they?
South of 5,300.
5,300. I got 200 to go.
Yeah.
So you're back on the west wall again.
Oh, yeah, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, I don't go to the base often enough. I don't even really know where the base is. I've seen it. I just don't really know where it is. Tell you, it's a bit of a maze navigating this area. They don't have those nice, clean bar roads. What's up with you non-bar people doing your chaotic crap and not even maintaining your roads? Oh, I went the wrong way. I found McStab's sleeping place. Okay, I'm at 350. I'm at 500,353. Okay, I think I see it. 27?
Yeah.
Okay. put my hammer away. Sure, snake decides to attack me right now. Hey, the gate worked for me. All right, I'm about to get in trouble. Got my hammer going. I see you. He's the other side of me from where you're at.
Yeah, wow. I punched a hole in the southeast corner. I'm chopping wood so I can rebuild the wall.
Oh, you're trying to let him out? Whoa, he hurt me bad. I'm in trouble.
Run outside, he'll follow you. And then run around to the top and run back in.
Okay, went out the bottom. You know, wait until he falls me down. If I'm going to die, I might as well die for a cause, right? Oh, shit. Come on. Through the hole. Damn it. Come on. I'm right here.
There he goes.
Thank you. Little shit.
Yeah, now he'll follow you all the way to the top.
Maybe. Did he go back in?
Hang on. Build. Build.
Oh, my God, this gate worked. And, yes, he did follow me. I think he's going to try to break that gate. Are those towers strong enough to kill him?
Oh, don't worry about that. He'll get distracted.
He won't try to break in?
No.
Yeah, he hurt me pretty bad.
Yep, I know.
All righty. Fortunately, I got my aloe with me. All right. What's the quickest way out of here?
Basically north.
That gate?
No, that's a Hemptoria gate.
Oh. Use the one I came in through? There we go.
Yeah.
And if it decides to chase me, I'll take it all the way north.
There you go. Yeah, it only chases you for so long until it gets distracted and goes after a raccoon or something.
Yeah, I noticed they target the nearest creature and they'll break through walls to get to it. Okay, I see a trap. Somebody broke a wall here.
Oh,
I'm going to walk into it and see if the towers shoot me. They don't. Somebody cleared the towers. Yeah, I don't know who did this. 57-296. Broken base. Wow. They broke it good. Which reminds me, I gotta go check the opposite corner. Underground. Basically, let me think now. 0500. There's a base near the bottom corner that's deserted. And it's got a few interesting items in it. I see at least one gem sitting in there. Nobody's collected it yet.
Yeah, that's Artagon's place.
Yeah.
I'm down there now. With Kano.
Oh, okay. Have you broken open yet?
No, I was working on it.
There's a hole in the wall where it was two layers, but one layer has gone away.
Yeah.
I'm basically waiting for it to evaporate on its own, but I know some heavy hitter will come along and mess it up. They'll go in and get all the stuff. I did find out, though, you can target something inside a wall, like a wolf or a polar bear. And even though you're damaging the walls, it doesn't always trigger the towers. Oh, shit. Not sure what to think of Jaius. Looks like she was following me. Okay, she wasn't following me. Yay, that was kind of fun. Boom, 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 boom. You're dead. There really should be a feature where if something attacks you, you attack it automatically.
Yeah.
I thought Lung Puncher was talking to me because his text is green. Bizanex just said, oops. Oh, my. Okay. Are you familiar with the lime and lemon juice concentrates put out by Pompeii?
Yes.
They now put out grenadine.
Oh, okay.
They're promoting it as a sweetener. It appears to work.
Cool.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, at $1.27, I didn't mind... getting some. I'll probably now look for the big bottle and some other product names.
Yeah.
like, thank you for introducing me to the product, but your little quantity is only good for 3-4 drinks.
Basically. Well, yeah, I mean, they make cherry grenadine that you can buy for,
for alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, for mixed drinks. I forgot about that. So what made them start putting it into products for keeping you awake?
Do what?
Why did they start putting in products to keep you awake?
Oh, I don't know. Probably because it tastes better than some of the other crap.
True. It doesn't taste bad. So along with lemon and lime trees, so we should probably include grenadine trees. I don't even know such a thing exists. Oh, did I tell you my plan and concept for the date palm trees? Well, I made this design for a domed greenhouse, all right? And basically, you'd have to put custom plastic on it, all right? But we could put a domed greenhouse over the top of my palm trees once they get established. And basically build up a rock wall around the base whenever the tree gets bigger and we need to, you know, raise the roof.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, the base of the tree doesn't need to see any light, just the top. The top's the only part that needs to see light. So, and it takes several years for this to happen, but eventually, you know, you would, you'd have a 20-foot tall tower, a silo, basically. I would want to incorporate windows on the south side of the tower, but, you know, basically you'd have this tower. With a dome on top of it, 20-foot diameter dome, giving light to the top of the palm tree. But they'll start. Well, the palm trees in California, they start producing fruit when they're only about 2.5 feet tall. You know, the base. You know, the top will stick up another 10, you know, however long the fronds are. You know, so if the fronds are 20 feet, they'll stick up another maybe 15 feet. Because they're not as long on top. And but they, you know, they start bearing fruit at a relatively young age. You know, it'd be manageable. Probably really wouldn't have to make the tower that I'm talking about. Just space them out inside a greenhouse and keep them warm. You know, I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate freezing temperatures, but they survive in California, and occasionally they get freezing temperatures.
Right.
But they survive it. So, you know, who knows? Maybe my date palm seeds, I'll be able to grow them in a greenhouse. Just have to space them out, trim off the ends of the leaves when they're touching the greenhouse, and have to grow them in rotation. When they get so big, remove them. I tell you, every Easter we could sell the fronds.
Right.
Locally grown date palm fronds.
There you go.
We could even sell them the dates as some sort of fancy Eucharist.
Eucharist?
Yeah, it's usually bread, but you know. That Sunday, they could eat date fruit instead of breadcrumbs.
There you go.
It'd be in line with their Ramadan brethren. ODT reaches level 50.
ODT.
ODT.
I think that's golden sperm.
Is it? I'm going to GC him. Oops, that's an X. No one is too young to watch Monty Python. What's that other program? Benny Hill. Benny Hill. If my folks knew the stuff that they were doing on Benny Hill, they would not have let me watch that show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of times they held up melons as if they were boobs, but every once in a while they'd show bare boobs. On public television.
Public television. I'm glitching.
Stop it.
Ding dong diddly.
Wake and bake.
Yeah, I didn't like him at first.
Yone cat, who you took care of? Oh, okay.
Did I just see somebody? Oh, never mind.
Okay, Knack, I guess, says, I envy cat. I'm not a fan of cats. That was somebody else. Reap
my
the
dad
plug.
Just got a pet cat.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like floats anymore.
Why? What do you
now that I know who his counterpart is.
Who's his counterpart?
Zazdek, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She killed me once.
I'm pretty sure they came by and destroyed my my fort underground, because they'd been testing the towers on a regular basis. And when I didn't get to it in a timely fashion to repair it, it disappeared.
Yeah, that happens.
I mean, it's completely gone. Not even the tile. Everything's gone.
Everything gone.
Yeah, and tiles do not erase underground just like that. Somebody has to dig them up. So, I mean, there's bases where the tiles are still there, and they were broken open before I built my fortress, and the tiles are still there now, and my fortress is completely gone. Somebody dug it up.
Probably. Tiles underground will disappear, but it takes a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, these mega bases underground, they're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, it took a while for my tiles to go away from my underground base.
Unstuck. So who's stuck?
You're down where I am.
Oh, Reet the Pug is complaining. They just kill me. Laugh spelled with an I is in Wolf Cave. And Sniper, SV Sniper, said, if you want to live, do Unstuck. I should probably go help him.
I'm trying to get in Artagon's place. Before somebody else does. I've only got 3,000 hits to go.
Really?
No, 32,000 hit points to go.
Oh, okay. Divided by 14 would be how many hits?
I'm actually looking at 35.
It'd be about...
Divided by 35.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that the more damage the wall is, the more damage you do. So it accelerates. Ah, what the heck.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit what
I'm
doing.
I'm looking at 31,000 now.
I'm going to come down and meet you.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I'll need help carrying all this stuff.
Oh, I'm burdened.
So am I.
All right, so I'll build some road and I won't be burdened. All right, I'll be a little bit.
Oh, I can always send my other Kano down here. But I also got to do repairs on Hemptoria West, so I'm focusing on that. There's not really anything in there that I need. Doofus is level 50.
Again. I got it from crafting.
Ah. Congratulations.
Did you Zeed me? And
yep.
Toria, GZ. I don't know how to respond. Don't flip more than once. What?
All right, 28,000 hits to go. I have to repair my hammer at least once.
Drop bones. There we go.
My repair kits are about out.
Oh, I don't have any repair kits. I got one. I'll have to make one.
No, I mean, Hemtoria's repair kits are about out. Kano's got a bunch. Well, I guess I can always send Hemtoria down there to get stuff.
True that.
He's a long ways away, though. Oh, I know. I got a shitload of walls to repair over here. I don't know where all my repair kits are. Oh. Yeah, that one guy took off with all the stuff that was in the main room. Repair kits and all.
All right, well, I have a nice path that'll take me from north to south fairly quickly. I've already chopped my way through, so I don't have to go to the deep cave. Oh, I'm going to be delayed. One of the reasons why I'm working on this project is to increase the rate at which I find shiny rocks, otherwise known as gold nuggets. Granted, everybody else will have an increased rate of finding these things too. Oops, I'm trapped in your room.
That's all right.
Are you logged out? He's laughing. Woohoo, my mining skill is now 24.
Oh, my hammer's breaking.
Oops. Wrong channel. Oh, you were trapped again? Oh, you went to sleep. Okay, you're offline now.
Yeah, I'm offline. I just moved myself onto a tile so that whenever I log back in,
Oh, that's the trick.
Yeah. I'll be off the tile. But still got 23,000 hits to go. So I'll have to repair my hammer at least once or twice more. Ooh, feather. Get out of the way, Terrell.
So basically, when I build the road, I should end up making it three wide in order to slow down the encroachment.
Yeah, probably. Hang on. I gotta kill this wolf. Or he kills my chicken.
Guess what I found?
He's already killed like two or three other animals. Or more. Got him. Whew. Three. Alright, I'm gonna go get that feather now.
My path is working. Found two gold nuggets in a hurry. Not getting any gold out of them. Getting silver, though.
Unfortunately, this guy built where I wanted to build right next door to us. In the east.
Oh, he moved, and that's why it's abandoned. And he just hasn't had time to come and pick up the rest of his crap.
Holy cow. No, someone else.
Someone else what?
Hang on. I don't have a magnifying glass on this guy. Oh, yeah, I do. It's right here. Renots. Renot is right next door to Hemptoria in the east.
Right.
Basically, right where I wanted to build Hemptoria boot camp in the east. But because I don't have enough time, and we have too much frickin' decay in the game, I hadn't got the opportunity to build the boot camp in the east. So now the spot I was going to build it is no longer available.
I just found another gold nugget. I love it. Ah, and I must have collected from the same spot before, because I already have a path dug to it. That's funny.
This decay rate is just horrible.
Yep.
17,000 to go. 18,000.
Yeah, see, that's... The decay rate... is the reason why... I don't know.
I think the decay rate kills the game more than Bar does.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you can handle somebody attacking you.
But the decay rate encourages people attacking you.
This is true, too. You should be able to walk away for a month and still reasonably expect to find your fortress there.
Right.
But that said, this game is too small.
Well, there
the two towns are. Yeah, the two towns are 500 by 500.
Right.
They really need to do. Yeah. They really need to be tested. They don't necessarily need to do a GPS, but they need to be able to make something as big as the world to let everybody wander around in. Then you're not on top of each other. It's
right.
Too small. It's just too small. You should only have to contend with, you know, three or four people in your area. And then you can go roving to look for others. But, you know, locally you should only have to deal with so many locals. You know, and their answer could be, you know, I'm just not going to make it. Found another gold nugget.
That's fine. I'm about to send the other Kano.
I made this specifically to make it easier to find gold nuggets, and it's working. It's working beautifully.
Yeah, this Kano's pretty close enough. Provided somebody doesn't show up.
Yeah, I've repaired my pickaxe three times since I started out to go to you. Shiny nuggets. Underground.
Yeah.
To pass them up, just wouldn't be sound. Well, yeah, where else can you get four or five gold in a hurry? I mean, this is more sales tables. This is more tribe doors. This is more... You know.
No, I don't know.
Anyone on?
Who that?
Fizz and X.
Oh, the new guy?
Yeah, he was asking if anybody was on. I responded yes. I don't know how long ago he asked. But since the last time I made a repair on my pickaxe.
All right, Kano 2 is on his way. Oh, crap, there's a tree in the door. You'll use the other door. Oop, wait a minute. My hammer's broke.
By the way, hammers will break your way through underground.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Didn't know you knew.
Pretty much everything will. Except for a shovel.
Shovels won't break the dirt. That's funny.
I know, right? All right, let's see. I'm almost in. Got 10,000 hit points to go. By the time Kano 2 gets there, I should be in. Now, I don't necessarily like the fact that I'm raiding Artagon's place. Holy cow. Because he's a good guy. But it does look like he quit. So, and his place is falling apart.
And people have been working on it from what I can see.
Perhaps. But, you know, I'm thinking, it's probably what other people was thinking when they attacked, or, you know, went into Hemtoria. I'm thinking, well, I better get it before somebody else does. But, if he comes back on, I can always say, hey, here's the stuff I got out of your base. Your place was falling apart. I just want to give it back to you. I salvaged it before anybody else got it.
I just found another gold nugget.
Huh?
I just found another gold nugget.
Okay. Well, I should have the other Kano there. And just in a nick of time.
All right, I've carved roads at 446, 488, 476, 464. I was starting on 452. They run north-south.
Okay.
I go around things to the east, even if it'd be shorter to go to the west.
Crap, there's a rock in the way. Oh, well, I got time to break the rock. Yes, yeah, so I got 6,000 hit points to go. Golden Sperm and Panda are awake.
IK, I know. IDK is I don't know. Apparently he's red dye.
Who?
Fizzin. Fizzin X.
Oh.
Don't you read the tribe chat? Come on.
I'm in Hemtoria right now.
Do you have holly seeds in the base?
Not in the base. There's a couple in the farm. but not a lot, because I'm worried about people coming and stealing from us.
Ah, well, he's looking for some. And there's the stairs I need to avoid. There we go.
Wow, there's some black rock down here in the desert.
It happens. What's this space?
Wolf. Get out of my way, wolf.
Oh, man. I found another gold nugget, but I have to break through somebody's wall to get to it.
No, that's not good.
He was here last time I was here. I think I'm getting pretty close.
Me too, because I'm just outside the wall's here, and the other guy has almost broken the whatchamacallit.
I think
Ooh,
I'm here.
Another go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm here. Where are you working at?
I'm on the right. There's a golden nugget down here, too, you can get.
Okay, I just went down the left. Oh, there's one on the left. I'm harvesting it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm on the right. I'm about broken in. Another 200 hit points.
Yeah, this pathway, another hole opened up in it while I was looking at things, but it doesn't get you into the main base.
All right.
So if I'd gone around the other way, oh, you're in. Damn, I wanted that gem.
I'll give it to you. I'm just grabbing the good stuff first.
I don't know what that gem's worth. You keep it. I don't even know what to use it for. I haven't gotten that far along.
Somebody's dying by bar towers.
Correct, dragon.
We need to go investigate. Here's some holly seeds. I'm already burdened.
I just sent her a message, or him. Asked him if he went down the hall.
Oh, he died by the towers?
Yeah, I think so.
Our member or somebody else?
Correct, dragon. Died by the towers.
Oh, okay.
No, you broke in right there. Wow, you're
yep.
Sweating it.
There's a bunch of gems. Anything you want specifically? I got everything.
Drop me some stuff to carry if you got everything. I'll follow you back to the base. Hold on, let me see what I got. I've got hematite, caissonite, that kind of stuff on me. I've got gold and silver. Don't drop me any gold and silver. Don't drop me any caissonite, malachite, any of that stuff. I've got rocks. Don't drop me that. I've got clay, flint, and obsidian. But you can drop me anything else, and that way I'll be able to tell what's not mine.
Oh, well.
Where'd you go?
I'm not worried about it. I'm south.
Well, hold up and drop me some stuff so I can pick it up.
All right, I'm going
Ooh-hoo.
To the...
I got 10 gold on me.
Cool. I'm going to go into the deep cave.
All right, but, you know, drop me some stuff so I can follow you with it.
All right, let's see. Drop. There's some hide and bones.
Great. I got six hides,
shit.
So...
No, I'm not going this way. That wasp, that giant hornet thing's down there.
What giant hornet thing?
Go down there and look.
I don't see nothing.
Go to the left. Go down there and go to the left.
Oh. Let me out of here. I want to hear him out of here before that thing comes up the way. Oh, there's another nugget.
I know, that's what I'm after. I'll drop some stuff for you. We can both chop them. Well, you can chop from the other side if you want. Or mine from the other side. I picked up a pickaxe. I can use it. It's one of the crappy ones. All right, so I got tinder.
I got one tinder, so you can drop the tinder. I'll just give you all the tinder I have.
I'm not even worried about it.
Oh, I actually have weld. It's not even tinder.
You have what?
I have weld. Yeah, you can drop the tinder, and I'll know it's yours.
Oh, that's not mine, but go ahead.
Oops. I got to drop it. Well, it's going to the base. I've got to repair my pickaxe.
Oh, okay. This one's broke, too, but I'm going to destroy it.
Well, drop it in my pile, and I'll repair it. Drop it on top of mine.
What the heck? I'm all the way over here.
Yeah, drop it over on mine.
Here, you can have it.
All right, fine. I can repair them both at the same time. Oh, maybe I can't. My repair kit's about to break.
Mine too. Looks like somebody's base is next door.
Mine broke.
Sure,
you don't want the other one?
I repaired it. Nah, go ahead.
Now I'm overburdened.
Yeah, those things are heavy.
You going to go for the stairs again?
I'm going up. The other Kano will do doors and towers.
Yeah, you get experience. And there's somebody here.
Wonder who that was.
I didn't want to look. Last thing
I
wanted to do
is bring attention to ourselves. We just want to get out of here. So the most valuable thing was the gems. There was 60 black rocks, some coal. That was
right.
Right,
I'm passing
viable.
You. Take some time to drop some stuff. I'll grab it.
All right, well, here's the Tinder.
Okay.
You have any coal on you?
No, I don't. But that's all right. I got some coal back at my base. Wow, only 9 Tinder?
I just dropped the coal. All
right. Well, don't drop any more until I catch up with you. Whenever I catch up with you, go ahead and drop some more, and that'll speed you up and slow me down.
Oh, I just realized I had a hammer.
Oh, I'm hungry. That's one way to reduce weight. Eat.
Yeah, me too.
Now, you seem to be going faster. Why are you skipping?
I don't know. I'm just running. I'm not skipping.
But you see that, don't you?
You look like you might be skipping.
Okay, on my screen, I'm moving smoothly.
You can pick those up. I'm going to get these, whatever they are. Cool. Somebody died and dropped those. Died
yep.
by that wolf.
Probably.
And I'm going to look at chat and see who died.
Could have happened an hour ago, you know.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's ours now. All right, we're almost to 100, 100, 500, so when we get to 100, we go north.
Head north? Okay. Are you catching up with me, or do I need to slow down and wait for you?
I'm good. I'll catch up with
you. Jehovah's Witness. Damn, now everyone, knows. Really, Snake? You want to fight me? Bye.
We're almost there. I think it's that one.
I passed it.
That's the next one.
I'm at 104 now. There's chaos
There's
behind
chaos.
You.
Yeah, fuck that chaos. We're out of here. There it is.
Okay, I'm at 86. This is 86.
That's the one. That's okay. The one. It'll bring us right next to my donation table.
Okay, I'll just start cramming things in it.
There you go.
Wow, that wasp just went pop. Did you see it?
I'm not on the same screen as you. I'm right behind you, though.
I was getting ready to target this wasp. And it just ceased to exist. I didn't even get a chance to target it.
I got to use a dagger, not a sword. We're not in the same tribe.
I've never seen anything despawn.
Weird. All right. There's two tables here, this one and the one below it.
Okie dokie.
Kadoki.
So drop the coal.
Drop
the weld.
Drop.
Yeah, I'll give you a hide. Some of those hides I collected myself. What else did you give me? I don't remember.
Just tinder and hide and bones. But I'm not worried about any of them.
Oh, the bones. That's right. I probably had bones already. That's probably why I didn't get it. Yep. All right, you're going to get a lot more bones than you gave me. That's okay. I've got 900 bones right now. I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, I know what to do with them. Keep them. Take them to Golden Sperm's place. He'll give you gold for them.
Really?
Fact, yeah. Pick them up. Oh, too late. Okay, never mind. I'll take them and get gold for them.
No, I got 900 at my place.
Oh. All right, I'll show you where his place is.
Wow, you're moving fast now.
Yeah.
You better watch it. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to bite your ass. Black guys move faster, I guess.
I just put my exploration rings on, so I'm going to move a little faster now.
I quit wearing stuff.
I also got an exploration cloak.
Why'd you double back?
Glitch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to mess with us because I'm now in charge.
They're probably going to kill your ass every chance they get.
It's kind of weird. It's like quiet right now.
I got ahead of you.
Okay, right here.
I like this. I've been trying to figure this out, but I like it.
Go back down.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Four over from the side, and then up.
Okay.
And this is his place right here.
Your head disappeared.
So there's Panda.
Panda Boo?
Yeah. Yep. And, oops. And then right here is the bones for gold. It's about the only thing that he has that's actually of... Yeah, that's about the only thing that he has that's actually of value. Everything else is kind of a ripoff.
Okay, so I could get nine gold real quick from him. Ook Ook is active.
That's his ult.
All right, so what's this other stuff that he's got? Turtle shells, two turtle shells for a silver?
Not worth it.
50 silver. This gold for 50 silver. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking about 19 potions. You can... What?
50 feet gear?
Oh.
Or 200 what?
Yeah, I don't know. Obsidian, 90 obsidian for gold. I think I get better by selling it myself.
Pretty much. Like I said, the bones is the only thing of real value. I bring bones to them all the time.
What about this dragon scale?
Not worth it. Oh, feathers.
One gold for a dragon scale. Yeah, I think I did better in Golden told you. What? Ook Ook, feathers.
Feet gear.
Oops. I can spell right.
Yeah.
There we go. That gave me a good head start. Now head over to Arena Ruins and cut across back to Galebrook. Sometime in the future, I'll probably grab all those wonderful bones I've collected and bring them on down. Or I'll save myself the effort and sell them 90 for a gold. Let somebody make the 10% profit carrying them down. Let's see now. Yeah, my main project was to collect clay. Yep, grab myself another ring. A warrior signet. You still there?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess that our new recruits on the hit list for the Misfits.
Yeah. So what are Misfits of Clue using them of?
I'm sorry, what?
What are the Misfits accusing him of?
Don't know.
Yeah, I already said I don't honor any KOS that I don't understand. Cat's game has returned. You know, as far as I know, who's the what's it never answered me when I asked if she went down the hall. Yep, no answer.
I'm sorry, what? I'm reading.
There was no answer to my game when Garrick and whatever dragon went down the hole. I don't think they may or may not have gone down the hole. Oh, damn, I got two pickaxes. Well, I might as well break one. Too bad I don't need one right now.
All right. I gotta get this guy back over to Arwen's, because he belongs over there. And then I'll get
Is Ukuk a member?
Ukuk. Oh, the one I was just talking to?
Yeah.
He is Golden Sperm's alt. Golden Sperm is also running a tribe called Bone Collectors.
Oh, okay. Susan X wants me to come to the base.
Yeah, he's basically a bone collector. I don't care for bones. So I take them all to him and I get gold. He's collecting them mostly for crafting. You know, for crafting skills, which is cool.
There's an ex apparently feels overwhelmed. You might better go help him.
Oh. Tell him I'll be there in a minute. The nice thing is, once the boot camp gets going, we'll have a lot of people in there, you know, and they'll kind of be able to self-maintain. I think I went too far.
He doesn't know who Kano is.
Who?
He doesn't know who Kano is.
I went too far. Who don't know who Kano is?
Is an ex.
Oh, didn't say him, Toria. That's where I should be. I don't recognize this corner. I guess they took the tables out. My landmarks went away. There it is. I think.
Wow. I found a golden spot for collecting clay. When it turns to a piece of land, though, it's going to be part of my road.
FZNX. FZN.
Is an X.
X.
Capital X, capital F. Oh. Darn it. I forgot. I broke my, let's see if I can craft a new one. Crap. I don't have what it takes to craft another one. 2 flint, 10 stone, 5 clay. Well, I got plenty of clay. I'm pretty sure I got enough stone. Yeah. Barely. I just barely have enough stone. I don't have any flint. No, I got flint. What the hell? two flint. I have 143 flint, 10 stones. I got 13, 5 clay. I have 307 clay. Why can't I make a repair kit? Oh, 5 wood. Durr. I need to get some wood. go find a tree. There's a tree. Hallelujah. The Lord is looking out for me. I got wood. Oh my, we got 11 minutes left to go. Is there anything important we want to tell people, or do you want to just kind of drag this out for a while?
You just dragged this out for a minute. So yeah, basically we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. We usually talk about our game.
Yeah, a lot.
Basically, we were originally talking about our land, but we kind of ran out of stuff to talk about, I guess.
Well, not really, but, you know, I occasionally talk about the land.
We talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. We don't really talk about Dungeons & Dragons. I did download a podcast that's related to Dungeons and Dragons. It was actually quite interesting. I'll have to upload it to the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I discovered a podcast called End of the Road Podcast. And he led me to this other one. And it was about Dungeons & Dragons. He first thought Demented Dungeons & Dragons was hilarious. He's like, oh no. And then he found our disclaimer. He loved the disclaimer.
Oh, okay. I thought that was going to be like a negative response thing there, a reversal. But no, it's okay, cool. Well, I gave you a disclaimer this week. You'll have to listen to hear it. Just before you called in. We haven't done a disclaimer in a long time.
Yeah.
I basically told people, use your own brain. Don't expect us to get things right. You know? I can't believe how many gold nuggets I found just walking down 488. Yeah, I'll build that road. I'll make it 3 wide if I have to, in order to keep it open. Because that is very profitable. I got 11 gold, including the nugget you found and we were breaking together.
Cool.
Matter of fact, I only found 17 silver, so I found almost as much gold as I found silver. It's only like a 50% difference in the two. I did notice I get a lot of gold in Wellington. When I break rocks in Wellington, gray rocks and black rocks give a lot of silver, and they give a lot of gold. Not as much gold as the shiny stones in underground, but you see a lot more of them. So you can get gold and silver off of them a lot faster than you can underground.
Except the silver ones?
Well, the gray ones and the black ones in Wellington give more gold than the gold ones underground. Not per stone. Shit. Wow, I'm surprised that thing didn't attack me. I hit a wall with my pickaxe. Yeah. I ran away before the tower started shooting at me.
I think I'm going to forget about those towers. These walls need repair bad. I got to get back to the west base and do repairs.
Yep.
This old phone of mine, it gets hot.
Yeah.
When I play this game.
With the app?
Yeah.
The app actually, I hate to admit it, but the app actually runs cooler on my machine than using the website. Runs smoother. And now that I've discovered how to increase the font, I can pretty much read everything.
There you go.
Some of these fonts, like, says level 5 chaos slain by Jellion, whatever. It's brown. And it's hard to read. And I'm looking at a computer screen. Now I just made the window full size, and it's easy to read once it's full size. But you know, I like to keep the screen to one side. We have a base, by the way. Who is that to? You telling me?
No. I'm showing.
Okay, you're talking to somebody. Okay. Yay. No, not quite enough. Yeah, if I dig these roads and make them fast enough, Bar will think they did it. you know? And then they'll maintain them. All right, folks. 11:28.
Yeah.
I need that extra 2 minutes of sleep so I can get up at 7 a.m., 6:30 a.m., 6 o'clock, and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on a load. It don't look like I'm going to be doing a second load tonight. I haven't been dispatched.
And I'll probably play Mysteria Legacy until midnight and beyond anyway. So...
Yeah, me too. This place is mostly for training.
Oh, there's a place to mine for
and
gold?
And to be safe.
Behold, Chubby Club. Chubby Chubb has grown more powerful. What the hell does that announcement mean? Doesn't say they went up in level or anything like that, just that they've become more powerful. What are they announcing?
They're announcing a reincarnation.
Oh. So it's not really true. It's sort of true, but it's not really true.
Right.
Because in that state, they're usually weakened. I blatantly advertise that I have a discount store that doesn't have a gate yet. All right, folks, good night.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
Find us on DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You'll see the call-in number. If you want to join us, we'll talk about any subject you want to. Including Flat Earth and Dragons on the Moon and by the way, if you find that video, it's a very long video. I found it fascinating, but not because I believe there's dragons on the moon, but because they give you sources for all this free open source graphic editing software and graphic analysis software, which that kind of stuff I find absolutely fascinating. You know, I like going through with stuff like that and looking it over. As far as the dragon on the moon, I wasn't terribly convinced. Yeah, it looked like he added a lot of detail in the process of trying to analyze the picture. So... But anyway, but it was, I don't know, I think it was over 8 hours of video on that stuff. And basically he was showing all the different software that he used in order to do this and that and the other, and it's like how you can go do it yourself and where he got his source material, which was beautiful. Anyway, good night, folks.
Good night.